Memches Amud Beis Tav. Ahu Gavra Dahavi Lebro Dahavi Shomit Kifei Dekisna. A guy had a son who was a ganav to steal the flax. Rashi Kifei Dekisna Shoy Gozel Anitze Pishtan. The East Amri Shoy Mishamit Asmum Rumo Torah. Or Yosik Be Anitze Pishtan. And some say that he stam wasted his time with flax dealing and didn't learn. So the father wasn't too happy with this kid, either the ganev or the batlan. So asrinal nichse ole. So he asked all of his nechasim, hoping that that would encourage the child to change. Omrule v'yahavi bar broch tzum rabbanim. What happens if you're asking all your nechasim to your son, so he's not going to be able to yarshin them? And what happens though if his son, your grandson, is a Talmud Chacham? Amrlei, ihavi bar barotzim rabbanin, mai amr lahon liknei hadein. She said that he should be kone. In that case, this guy should be kone my nechasim, my son, in order that my grandson should be able to get it. The e havi bar bari tzur merabonin liknaya lo liknei. That's what the Bach says. The Bach has a a house sofa here. If taka my grandson's not going to be a Talmud Chacham, then I'm not interested in my son yarshining me bechlal. But if my grandson will be a tzur merabonon, then I want my son to be kone in order to give it over to his son. So what's the halacha in this case? Does that help? Right, can you give somebody something that they shouldn't be able to have any handoff from it, but they can give it over to somebody else? Right, can you make somebody a transfer for a kinyan? Do they have to be kone it, and then if the kinyan continues on, or you can be kone something just as a transfer? Amri pumpadisoi koni amanas lahaknosu. This is a case of koni amanas lahaknos, where the only purpose of the kinyan is not that I should have it, but I should be able to give it over to somebody else. The chol koni amanas lahaknos lo koni, and that's not a good kinyan. That can't work. Right? Person either has bailus over something, and then he can transfer that bailus to somebody else, but you can't transfer bailus to somebody only to transfer it to a third party. Rashi. Who's going to inherit your nechasim if you assured it to your children or your child? Right? It could be there was no other brothers. So what's it called? Your nechasim going to go, you know, to Hefker, and your children, your grandchildren, who maybe Talmidei Chacham won't get it. Likni hadein di havi bar berei tzur merabonan mishum dakati lo havi bar berei ba'olam. He didn't have any grandchildren yet. So they were an unknown. The Havile Mizakil Uber, the Mizakil Uber Lakonik. Otherwise he could have Mizak it to his grandchild. Give it to him directly. Right? I want to, what's it called, Mizako, all my nechosim to my grandchildren. And the kinyan should take place 1 second before I die. Right? So then you could do that. But his grandchild wasn't around. And you can't be Mizaka even to an Uber. Kolshkein to a person who doesn't exist yet. So the Gemara says, so therefore he said, I'm going to give it to my son, only to that if his son is a Talmud Chacham, that he'll get it. But otherwise, he can't have it. So koni amanas lahaknasu, debrod benichsei aviv lo tzorech kinyan. Hilgach makni le librei adaiti laknuyi lebar berehi. The rosary is making this kinyan, right? For the Yerusha, you don't need a kinyan. And the Yerusha is not going to help because it's osur to him. But I'm going to be makni to him for the sake of him giving it over to the grandson. That's not called a kinyan. Samara says, Rav Nachman Omer Koni. Rav Nachman holds that it is good. Why? Where does Rav Nachman bring a raya that Koni Amanas Lahaknos is good? The Hasudra Koni Amanas Lahaknos. Right? When you make kinyan sudr, what do you do? You're giving somebody, you want to transfer ownership of something derech a kinyan suder, which is like chalipin. So I give you this suder in order that you should be able through it to be kone what I want to be makna to you. But you don't get the suder, right? I'm only giving you the suder in order to transfer ownership of something else. So you see that a kinyan, that's the whole purpose of the kinyan is only to transfer something else, helps. Omravashi, uman leimalon de sudra itofis leilo mitfis. Right? First of all, the sudra, right? It's not only koni amanaslan. If the guy grabs a sudra and wants to keep it, he can keep it. Usually give it back. But lemaisa, he has the right to grab it and keep it. So therefore, it's not koni amanas lahaknos. It's a regular kinyan. Except if he wants, we can give it back. Va'od sudra koni amanas lahaknos. The koni minhashta, right? Enochanami. Another reason why kinyan sudra is different than this case. By kinyan sudra, enochanami. It's koni amanas lahaknos. Let's say the guy can't grab the sudra. Okay, let's even assume that he wouldn't be able to grab it. So I'm only giving you the sudra in order to transfer ownership of something else. But you're kona that right now. Right? How the kinyan is chal right now. So therefore it has one mila. It has a chisaron that it's only koni amanas lahaknos. But the kinyan is chal right now. But here there's two chisronos. Halei nichsin da hadein lei mosa ne koni l'chi havi barbarei tzum rabonin l'chi havi hoder sudra l'mori. But over here, the kinyan doesn't take effect right away. It's only later on when the guy will have a grandson who happens to be a Talmud Chacham that the kinyan will take effect. So the whole kinyan now is only to transfer ownership for later, and it's for later. Then it doesn't help. Okay, Rashi. The ha sudra koni amanas lahaknosu. The ha lo, where's the vach? The ha lo akne, the ha lo akne no sein lamakne kalev shel kona. He's not giving him the sudra. The ha makni le ledidei, the ka makni le lahu chayfetz lekona. He's giving the sudra only to transfer the chayfetz that he wants to transfer through the sudra. Hachinami ki omram and aslakas lari. So they have the same thing. I'm giving you the sudra only to transfer ownership. Same thing. I'm giving you a kinyan only to transfer the ownership to somebody else. Verse says that's not true. Kinyan sudur is not just to transfer ownership, but you actually can own the sudur. The meaning is to give it back. But if the guy wants to keep it, he can keep it. He tofes le lo matfes bitmiya. The boy makne le mishko bekanfe the sudur le mikne le mishkele le didei lekomande mochile. The guy wants to hold on to the sudur, he could. So basically, I'm giving you the sudur; it should be yours. Va'od sudur lo domila he klal. Another, even if the sudr would be taka just to transfer ownership, it's still not doma to the case where I'm makne you the nechosim only that you should be able to give it over to your son who was a Talmud Chacham. The ilu gabi sudra ki tofis le mash medahachi omer le kni hashto b'shas kinyan amanas lahaknos. Over here he's saying be kona now in order to be makne immediately. The kani hashta sudr umakne le b'shas kinyan achefetz. When is the kinyan chal of this case where the guy had this ganav for a son? Only when the grandson will be a Talmud Chacham in the future. Therefore, the kinyan's not chal now either. And he can't be kona because osur v'anoa, and the grandson can't be kona because it never was a kinyan. The e boy avi v'yohayv le'nichse l'chom and the boy, and therefore the father can have harata and give it to whoever he wants to. Right, so therefore, what's it called? The kinyan over here. There's two chesronos. It's only al manas lahaknos, and it's not immediate. Okay, let's go on. Mora says Omer le Rav of Nachman the ha matnas beis charon the koni al manas lahaknosu. The case of matnatnas beis charon, which we say doesn't help, is koni al manas lahaknos, right? Velo kakoni, and it doesn't help. So here's a raya that kni al manas lahaknos doesn't help, right? Not like Rav Nachman, right? So that's Rav's kashan Rav Nachman, because the case of the matnas beis charon, the case we had yesterday, where the guy assured his nechosim to his father, and he made a chasana. So he gave the present to a third party, right, only in order that the father should be able to eat. Not that it should belong to the guy, it doesn't help. So we see that a kinyan where you're only making the kinyan to transfer to somebody else doesn't help. So sometimes Rav Nachman answered, that over there, it's not because what's it called, that doesn't help. Normally would help, but over here, the fact that he's making the suda and he's having a chasana is clear that he never meant to give it to him at all. Right? Where you meant to give it to him in order to transfer is one thing. Here you never meant to give it to him at all. The Zimnin Omar Lane, sometimes he would answer him the following answer. Rabbi Lezerhi, the Omra, Fibu Vit, the Rosh Rabbundana. Really, the Matana is a Matana. Except Isurei, what's it called? Nidrei, Isurei Hanoah are much more chomer, that even Vitter is Osir. So Kol Shekein here, where it looks like it's a harama. Really, it should help. Matnas Beis Charon. But it's Osir because it looks bad. Just like Vitter is Osir. Since by Nidor, we're machmer so much that even Vitter is Osir, right? Even just to walk into somebody's property we had before, or other cases of Vitter, according to Rav Lozer ben Yaakov, so this is also Osir. But normally, in Dine Mominis, this would be a good Kenyan. Okay, Tanan. Let's see Rashi here. V'hamatnas beis charon dekani amanas lahaknas hu v'lo kani zimlin omer lei. The hasam hainu time, the lo kani the sudasu muchasalav. Over there, the reason that it's not kona is not because normally a kinyan that's only for transfer would not be good. It would be good. But over there, there's an extra added reason why it's no good. Because it's clear he didn't want to give it to him at all. He just wanted his father to be able to eat. The vadi lo yoiv lei elamishum suda. It looks like the father's being the henna from him. So therefore they answered it. That's why it's asr. But really, midine mominis, the kinyan would be good. Okay. Tanan. Omru chachomim ko matana she'enosh im higdisha teimu kudeshe se'enu matana. Right? The chachomim, any matana. Right, so they added that word kol, didn't say a matana. Any matana that the person who's getting it can't be makdishit is not a matana. And we said it's not a final thing, because matana maslahazar is, yeah, good. You can't be makdishit, because you makdishit, you didn't give it back. But it means where it's clear that the person never meant to give the present. Where he never meant to give it. He meant it only for whatever purpose is, like the case of Matnas Becharon. The Gemara says, Kol Asriyemai. Why do they say Kol Matana? What does that come to include? What's the case that be similar to Matana She Eif Shalahagdish? And similar case, Kol Matana. Lav Lasriye Hoy Milsa, Deshadye Bekife. Isn't it come to tell me this case where the kid was a Ganav? And he didn't want him really to get it. He just wanted him to be able to transfer it to his son in case he was a Talmud Chacham. And that's no good. That's the call, even that kind of case. The Gemara says, lo, lasuya nishna basra d'shmaisa d'rava. Comes to tell me the case where Rava said that, what's it called, that not only in a case where I said to the guy, I'm only giving it to you, einon birshuscha, right, or hinon birshuscha, only that my father should eat, but if he didn't say it specifically, he said, Harehein lefanecha. But, by the way, I'd like my father to eat. Even that case is no matana, because it's muchach that the only reason he's giving it to him is, even though he didn't say it specifically, he didn't spell it out, but he hinted it very clearly, it's still no good. So it comes kol matana. Even a matana where he didn't explicitly say that I'm only giving it to you that my father should eat. But he just hinted to that. That's the Rava's second lashon is also included. Okay, so therefore there's no raya from this kol matana that a case where the guy is giving it to him only to transfer to somebody else is no good. There's no raya from here. Lasuya ha milsa deshadya bekvela kolomar hai maisa shemutl b'tznai kofel. Rashi has a different girsa over here. The girsa we said is the second girsa. But the first gear, so Rashi says, is the shadya bekfela, not the case of the ganav. Halomer, hai maisa shemutl b'tznai kofel, the kofel of dibure. Domer liknei hadein, the havi barbare, lo liknei hadein, the lo I havi barbare tzum rabon and liknei libre, the vade lokana. Right? It's referring to that case, but referring to it in a roundabout way. The shadya bekfela means where the guy specified specifically that I don't want you to own it, but if your child will be a tzum rabbanan, you can transfer ownership to him. The istigar say my love asui ha milson the shomet bekifi. That's the girsa that we said first. It's the case of the case where the kid was a gadol. Milson the base charon the damiel also maisa the kifi the kisna. Isn't it similar to what's it called? Come to include the case of the ganav, the kid being a ganav. So both are saying the same thing. Shall us how the Gemara refers to that case. Mor says lo lasui lishna basra the shemaisa the rava. It comes to tell me the chiddush of the second lashon, the ikad the amrei in rava. The first lashon said there's a difference between where you said einam lefanecha or hinam lefanecha ela. They're only here for you to my father should eat. There clearly he never meant to give it to him. But if he said v'hein lefanecha, they're for you. But I'd like my father to eat. The first lashon says Rava says that's okay because I'm giving it to you and I'm just asking you to be nice and give it to my father to eat. But I'm only giving it to you for that purpose. The second lashon of Rava says even that case is aser. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Kol matana. Even the case where you didn't specify, but you just said it generally and hinted, that's also not a matan. The Omer le'ela filu Omer le'vehem lefanecha shiyovo avav yochel the aser. Avahecha the Omer le'liknei hadain the I havi bar bereit zumer abonin liknei koni amenas laknasim. But in our case, he didn't say that the guy shouldn't be koned at all. He just said, I want you to be koned only for being able to transfer it to your grandson, to your son, if he's a Talmud Chacham. In that kind of case, what's it called? It takes effect. There's no raya from the case of Beis Charon or from the call in the Mishnah that case wouldn't take effect. Okay. Sunday we start a new Derek.